Sperent in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam
of December 2019, Hebrews 10:11-18. Every priest stands at his duties every day, offering over and over again the same sacrifices, which are quite incapable of taking away sins. He, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his seat forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all who are sanctified. The Holy Spirit attests this to us, for after saying, "No, this is a covenant I will make with them, when those days have come," the Lord says, "in their minds I will plant my laws, writing them on their hearts. And I shall never more call their sins to mind or their offenses. When these have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings." What a wonderful gift is the forgiveness of the sins. It's a pity that so many people did not really discover this, and they are still slaves of the sins. Maybe some do not know to that, and they do more and more sins, also taking other people to this fear of sin. In this case, it's better to suffer under the sins as to do them, and not to notice them. Also, we can be sad when Christians know about the forgiveness of sins, but they seem to be not really redeemed. Maybe they cannot, like it is said in the words before, they cannot forget, and also they cannot forgive themselves. But how deep is the word when God says, "I will not think of their sins any longer, I will forget them." There is a real conversion. The Lord does not want to know something about the sins before. He gave a new law, a law of love into our heart. If it's hard for us to forget our sins and to forgive ourselves, then we should think what the Lord is doing. He is doing that. And if this is the way of the Lord, we should do it the same. We try this if we follow Christ in all aspects of life. But maybe there is still a kind of pride inside of us that we are not able to forgive ourselves. Maybe we have fallen very deep. But let us read this in the context of the Bible. And then you have to say, look, God forgives sins because of the sacrifice of His Son. And He's going to forget the sins. We do not the same. Why? Is it not that we blame in a certain way the Lord? Are we not refusing His love? Are we not the next one of God? So we really should accept and say yes to the forgiveness. Of course, the memory of sins in the past can help us. They are like a warning. But they should not be a burden which is not forgiven any longer. With such a burden, the devil is working to go against the human being. Of course, what is valid for us, it's also valid with other people. Because there's a great danger, if I don't forgive myself in my depth, then it will be heavy for me, difficult for me to forgive other ones, really. Because this accusation inside, which is not overcome, I will carry, maybe without knowing, to the other one. And so I keep him in a prison, or I try to do it. But to read the words, we came into the wonderful heart of the Lord. He made this way free through his sacrifice. The sanctuary of his heart. And this way we always can go and can come back if we did mistakes, if we make sins, if we failed the way. What kind of freedom the Lord gives us. And so it's painful to see if so many people do not know that. Maybe we can help them and give a testimony of the love of the Lord, who is always ready to forgive if we convert.
The offertory verse says, "Those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion, for he does not forget the cry of the afflicted."
Sperent in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam non dere linguis, oblitus oratio.